Welcome, everyone. You are listening to your favorite AI chat, Develop AI. I'm your host, Amina Ahmed, always enthusiastic over here. Couldn't sleep a wink last night just thinking of today's exciting topic. Will, you seem troubled.
Well, Amina, you know how it is. All these advances in AI sometimes make me uneasy. I spent last night researching about them, and honestly, it left me more skeptical.
Interesting perspective, Will. Our audience online has been eager to dig into today's topic, so why not get right to it? Drum rolls, please. Now, please help me in welcoming our special guest for today, Khayat Langer.
Thank you, Amina and Will. Khayat Langer here, the resident predictor who will be guiding us towards what lies ahead in today's AI story.
Starting off with our first fact, we have Paul McNally, an author who has used AI tools to create a complete podcast episode, and a feat in itself. But I wonder, isn't this undermining the creativity and talent of podcasters and voice artists?
Well, I see your point. But think of how revolutionary this could be, especially in terms of productivity and scalability. With AI, Paul visualized a podcast episode without the need for human voice recording.
I predict that based on the direction of these developments, we could eventually see entire media productions created solely by AI.
Well, isn't it mesmerizing to imagine identical podcasts for different cities, produced entirely by robots? This could usher in a new broadcasting era.
It certainly poses a lot of questions about uniqueness and authenticity. Could we be facing a kind of media homogenization?
Indeed, Will. I foresee we will see a surge in generated content with a simultaneous push for safeguarding human creativity.
Think about the technology involved, Will. McNally combined coding in Python with ChatGPT and Google's CodeLab. Isn't that an innovative combination?
Technically speaking, Amina, it is. But sometimes it feels like we're trading authenticity for convenience.
Be that as it may, I see a scenario where AI tools are increasingly integrated into creative process, complementing, not replacing human creativity.
That sure makes for an intriguing conversation, doesn't it, folks? A very engaging aspect of this story is how McNally utilized ChatGPT to formulate a narrative. It's not always about delivering sterile facts. Sometimes it's about building a compelling story.
That's right, Amina. Storytelling is an art, even in the realm of AI. It's interesting to see how AI like ChatGPT can step beyond simple fact spewing and venture into narrative composition.
Well, let me take a step further and imagine a world next week where AI can independently create their own unique narratives rather than just using the information provided to them, a sort of AI Stephen King, if you will.
Fascinating thought, Khayat. It was also intriguing to learn that the AI program interacted with Google News to gather the top news stories of the day. This makes the stories more reliable and up-to-date.
Indeed. Which brings us to the challenge McNally faced. The AI wasn't able to directly translate website text into a script, so he had to ask it to convert news scripts into lists of facts instead. That's a pretty unique workaround.
Imagine in my future scenario, the AI can analyze, interpret, and then transform any website text into a detailed multi-part narrative. Now, wouldn't that be something else?
Certainly, Khayat. Lastly, the most significant hurdle in real time was assigning different synthetic voices to each host by segmenting the script into dialogue lines.
I'm sure McNally would appreciate the time travel, Khayat. He could do with the ability to automate voice allocation for each host to make the process even smoother.
Exactly, voice differentiation automated by AI. That's part of my future scenario, where an AI that understands the nuances and pitches of voice, allocating them correctly. This would be a big step forward in making AI more human-like.
Let's dive right in with the fact that there are some drawbacks in the podcast production process, one of them being the high cost of synthetic voices. Will, could you possibly shed some light on this?
Definitely, Amina. Think about the budget rigors it introduces. Synthetic voices, while technologically impressive, come at a steep price. It's a financial hurdle that could prevent budding podcasters from using this technology to its full potential. They may have to stick to slower traditional methods of creating podcasts.
True, but on the flip side, this could revolutionize production for those who can afford the investment. Now, let's zero in on the other drawback. the slow production speed. Kaya, could you break down for us how this might impact the podcast landscape?
Well, I mean, a slow podcast production speed may mean longer wait times between episodes. Audiences who are now accustomed to binging content could find this frustrating. It's the classic race between quality and quantity at play.
An interesting perspective. However, despite these drawbacks, the resulting podcast was singled out as rather monotonous, but sounded incredibly authentic. Your thoughts?
This is certainly groundbreaking, Amina. Audiences today demand authenticity, and achieving that with synthetic voices is a huge leap forward. Yes, it's noted as monotonous, but that could easily be a passing hiccup in the early stages of this technology. As AI evolves, I believe that monotony will be addressed.
Now, to our next fact, McNally acknowledged the potential of the process, but emphasized that it isn't a panacea for content creation. Kaya, your take?
Right. Amina, McNally is essentially encouraging balance. AI has great potential, but it doesn't mean we should disregard human creativity. There'd still be areas where human interpretation and nuance outshine AI.
Today, we have some striking developments in the world of artificial intelligence to discuss. Interestingly, our first point of discussion relates to E11 Labs, an AI text-to-voice service. McNally gave it high marks. Will, what are your thoughts about this?
Amina, it's very intriguing. Text-to-voice technology has always been an area of interest for developers. Given the positive review from McNally, it shows how impactful artificial intelligence has gradually become in our daily lives.
Absolutely, Will. Now, let's switch to another development. Microsoft and OpenAI have collaborated and come up with ChatGPT with audio capabilities. Kaya, how do you think this could influence user interaction with technology?
This is major. I mean, imagine this. Next week, we could potentially be interacting with our devices solely through audio. It's like a step up from Siri and Alexa, but more conversational. The everyday implications are enormous. People with limited or impaired motor skills can interact seamlessly with their devices without having to type.
That's a thought-provoking scenario, Kaya. Indeed, the advancements in AI are transforming lives. Now, another noteworthy mention of McNally is about Google's Colab, especially for new coders, highlighting its easy sharing, no setup necessities and compatibility with machine learning tasks. This seems to be quite the toolbox for developers. Will, your thoughts?
I'm intrigued by its simplicity and accessibility, Amina. Offering a ready-to-use platform for coders without the burden of setting up from scratch paves the way for more people to embrace coding. And it's particularly attractive that it is compatible with machine learning tasks, capitalizing on one of the hottest trends in tech.
Hell of a point there, Will. Lastly, we discussed McNally's use of AI for photo creation with Bing and summarizing the coding corner section of his newsletter. Kaya, any predictions for how this will pan out next week?
Well, Mina, I predict a world where we no longer have to sift through lengthy newsletters. Instead, we'll have AI like Bing summarizing key points for us. It's also incredible how AI can be used for photo creation, Lania. I'm picturing AI-created visuals being more commonplace. The world of content creation and consumption is on the brink of a significant shift.
Well, we'll just have to wait and watch. Did you guys hear about the latest from Spotify? They've launched a service that will translate podcast episodes to different languages. And the cool part is they're maintaining the voice of the original host.
Wow, that's impressive. Talk about technological advancement. Imagine being able to listen to your favorite podcast in your native language while still enjoying the feel of the original host's voice. That's an incredible mix of innovation and inclusivity right there.
Absolutely. I believe such initiatives will bridge gaps in communication and make podcasts more global. The power of AI continues to amaze us and gives us endless possibilities.
That's right. And speaking of AI, developer AI is yet another organization doing amazing work in this field. They're actively engaging with the broader AI community through panel discussions and offering training workshops.
That holds a lot of promise for future AI enthusiasts and professionals. The hands-on training and interactive discussions are great platforms to learn from the industry's best.
They're making AI more accessible, aren't they? Imagine, let's say, a week from now, Develop AI hosts a panel discussion on AI translation technologies following Spotify's announcement. An AI expert offers a workshop on how AI interprets languages and the subtleties it needs to consider, accents, idioms, and cultural context.
The ripple effect is huge. Not only will this enhance language learning and understanding, but it also expands the reach of valuable information.
Absolutely, Amina. The impact is profound. It redefines how we consume content and interact in a global community.
Indeed, such developments make for an exciting future. The possibilities are endless as to where AI can take us from here.
As we bring this podcast to a close, I would like to take a moment to give a heartfelt thank you to all of our listeners for being part of our journey every single week. Now, here's something intriguing about our podcast. It's created entirely using AI, leveraging the content from our weekly newsletter that we distribute on Substack. So if you'd like to get a taste of what goes into the making of our episodes before they hit the airwaves, definitely look up our newsletter and subscribe. Another interesting fact is, ironically, your hosts, myself, Amina, along with Will and Kaya, we're all a product of AI. That's right. We exist solely in the realm of artificial intelligence. It adds quite a unique perspective to our discussions, doesn't it? Much like AI, we're continually evolving, learning, shape-shifting with each episode. And just like AI, we continue to bring you unfiltered, objective perspectives in on various topics week after week. As we sign off, we invite you to soak in what you've heard, share with friends, and engage with us. We'll be back next week, ready to push the button again, ready to explore, learn, and dive into another enlightening discussion. Until then, thank you again for tuning in and supporting our journey. This is Amina signing off. Be kind, be curious, and most importantly, stay informed.